fix a bed. In 3 or 4 days, I think. That will give her time to make arrangements at home. He was looking at her steadily as he spoke, and she said immediately, Oh, yes, of course, sir. I'll get someone to write and tell Mrs. Brown which day to come. She smiled at the elderly, rather grubby little woman sitting in front of the doctor's desk, but Mrs. Brown didn't smile back.
It's me cat, she began.
Who's going to look after him while I'm in?
She sat silent for a moment, then went on,
I don't see as how I can manage.
Perhaps the RSPCA? Suggested Sarah gently. Mrs. Brown shook her head in its shapeless hat.
Aid pine. I'm sorry, Doctor, for you've been ever so kind.
He sat back in his chair with the air of a man who had all day before him and nothing to do.
Supposing you allow me to have your cat while you are in hospital, Mrs. Brown, do you feel you could trust him to my care?
Mrs. Brown's several chins wobbled while she strove for words. It was, to say the least, unusual for an important gentleman like a hospital specialist to bother about what became of her Timmy. She was still seeking words when he continued.